I have this one. That one. Okay. The middle of 80, Pei, page Samaches. So he was describing that the physical manifestation of the guf is also separated into parts because the physical manifestation of Hester is divided in parts. That sometimes it's this hanaga, that hanaga, etc. Now, she'ein kein, neshama is one because gilui is always one thing. It's always the yichud Hashem. Who in shezacharti in this it's in the middle of that paragraph says tiri oid. So who in shezacharti in that paragraph is over there three lines from the bottom. The Adam hazeh. So man is bedoyme to the hashgacha from lamayla, and that's why we have eyes like Hashem has eyes. We have osnaim to interact with the world, pal pe, etc. Our guf is nevrav. It's the hanhaga that he uses for his for creating the world. And it's also right and left because there's two ifanim of hanhaga in HaKadosh Baruch as well. Okay. Aval, the last paragraph here, Hashlemus Kvaramarti Achasi. Hashlemus is always one. Lishleto kol hachoser lahashlimoi. V'hu eino mispareid ba'atzmoi. But it itself is never different. Ela ba'ashvo achas mashlim kol mi shetzarach shlemus. This is a very deep concept. Shlemus in be'etzim is one thing. Is when there's nothing lacking. So Mamela, there's a certain shlemus to it. But in the world of Hester, you're always getting to a tachlis. And when you're getting to a tachlis, you have to do a lot of different things to get there. Right? So, for example, let's say, for example, bad example, but let's say the shlemus is having money. Let's say that would be the shlemus with all the mash, right? Someone, their whole goal in life, their focus is to have money. So now, everything they do is for one purpose, have money. But they do a lot of different things to get money, they diversify. So he owns real estate, he owns nursing homes, he owns more real estate, he owns more nursing homes, whatever.
Amazon.
What?
Amazon.
So he's trying this, he's trying the market, he's trying, right? You goof, have to diversify. So are you doing a lot of things or are you doing one thing? All right. I asked my father one time. One Shabbos that come to his house is this soda. One time I come to his house is that soda. I said, "What soda do you get?" I said, "We get the same one. The same one. The cheapest. Whatever's on sale." Right? So Lamaisa, what's this guy doing his whole life? He's doing one thing, or he's doing many things? Well, it depends. When you're talking about the method of how to get there, he's doing many different things. Going this way, going that way, trying to get real estate, trying to get stocks, trying to get nursing homes, trying to get this. So he's doing a million different things. What's behind all of it? One thing, I want money. And when he has the money, is he doing a million things anymore? No, now he has the money. That's it. I got my shlemus. The shlemus is that which is motivating all the other anhugas to make sure you get to the shlemus. So the oifen of in this world we don't see the shlemus. So that's the Hester. The Giloy is the oifanim that Hashem doing to run the world to get to shlemus. So in the oifanim, how you're running the world is going to be different hanhagas all the time. But in what the world is here for, what the shlemus, Is Batsim? There's only one thing. It's Shlemus. So Memela, the Neshama, which is the Shlemus, is one. The Guf, which is in the world of the Gilui, which is the Ifanim, how to get there, there's multiple. There's many parts to the Guf. And that's why there's many Ifanim, how to get there. It actually wasn't bad, Mashallah. It's actually pretty good. Okay. Fine. Last line here, Vatiri. The point of everything is to get the neshama to be magbir on the guf, ulazakhoi, and to perfect it. Kedei shegama kelius bara yomud la kapala, so that Hashem should give him liyos gamhu megalish that he should be megalish lemusay kol muuvas. And he could be misaken everything that happened in the world. Guf, and sometimes the guf is going to get paronios. And you'll be left to the hanhagas of the world. Wherever you go, there's something else going on. Okay, Yesh Baguf Kol Ma Sheroi LiMotzei B'Seder HaGalgal HaChozer Ba'olam. That there's in the guf kol ma shiroi limotzei b'seder hagalgal hachozer. Anything that can happen in the world is in the guf. B'hisalim shleimus hatoiv kedei le'oyra kol eila im ach loy hamlucha ba'adam ashayim shalboi. Yeah, basically, there's different ways to get to that shlemus, and the guf has to play different roles to get to the neshama shlemus. So therefore, it has different parts to it. Yesh ben neshama, masheroi l'shlemus, l'hashlam kol chisaron. And the neshama has what it needs. Lahashlam kol chisaron to fulfill all the chisaron. Kedei la'ir aleha kiyotze ba. Whoa. Okay. So that's vital to that concept. By the way, was Olam here for Shalshitz? Anyone heard it? Huh?
It's hard to forget that.
Yes, Gishma. Yes, I'm saying he had a vote over here on the on the whole concept, but. You heard it already, Mike. I'm going to do it now. Okay. Va'amnon, however, Dabar ze bi'aru yafi yafi b'medrash Rashbi. Medrash Rashbi is better known as the Zohar. So the Zohar has a piece related to this concept. V'zeh. So most farm usually bring the Lashon Kodesh of the Zohar, but I don't know what he does here. As v'is l'minda, we have to know di'iu iskri chacham m'chom minei chachmas. What does that mean? Kimelval ma shepirshu bo yodei ha'emes lefi darchei makdashim. Besides that which is explained in Kabbalah about the Chachma of Hashem, hinei mi pshutoi shel ha'maim or lamadni ma shebiart lecha kvar lamaylo. You already can be told, learn a lot more than that. Sheyesh la'kadosh baruch hu kinuyim rabim, Hashem has a lot of kinuyim, lo lefi atzmoy, she'iyav shel lechanois lo shum inyan prati. It's not really Hashem himself. Elafibri oisav. So this is also important. The midas of Hashem are never describing the midas of Hashem himself. It's the midas that Hashem uses to run the world. Now, the way that's Nefesh HaChaim says. Right? So we don't say Hashem is a chacham, Hashem is a gibor. It's not because Hashem is a gibor. It's because Hashem is demonstrating a midah that we would describe as gevura. So we say Hashem is gibor. It's not gibor. That's how Rav Chaim says it. Never surrounds them. But he's saying a little differently. He's saying that the idea is that these are the means that Hashem is using to perfect us. That all the Midas are based on the Brias. It's not that he decided now. This philosophical point. There's no Shinuyim in Hashem. So why all of a sudden now he's deciding to use this Hanhaga? No. It's always the same Hanhaga. The Hanhaga is for our toys. Nothing new.
That's it.
This is right. He could have done it like that all along. This was discussed many times. That's why the neshama inside shows us about the shleimus of Hashem. Mari Alma El Kol Shmon Loik Gavna Disapiron Umar Roven Almin Les Leishem Yedia. Unbelievable idea. So basically, the idea being, just to sum it up, is that the neshama and the guf is a mashal to how Hashem made the whole world. There's a shlemus in the neshama, which is the shlemus that Hashem has in this world. And it's covered over the same way Hashem covers himself over in the world. The job of the neshama is to be mezakech the guf. That means our job is to reveal the hidden, to reveal Kadosh Baruch Hu's Hanhaga in the world. The Kadosh Baruch Hu put any Hanhaga that he will do into the world, he put into guf. That's why the guf has many different eifanim. And all those are in order to create that Hanhaga that Hashem has in the Bria. And ultimately, of all the Midas exists, he's going to describe particular Midas. Okay? And then eventually he's going to get back to explaining Tchias HaMeisim, which is really how this whole thing started. Yeah, this is pretty deep right now. Yishkoyach.
Thank you.